Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Americans have traditionally welcomed immigrants from all over the world, but we do expect immigrants to become Americans and assimilate into our unique American culture. Unfortunately, in the last couple of decades, there appear to be powerful forces working against assimilation of newcomers. Learning English is an essential component of assimilation. The federal government actually opposes language assimilation by funding bilingual education in the public schools. This does not teach children two languages. It keeps immigrant children speaking their native language for years instead of learning English rapidly as our forefathers did when they arrived in the United States. Bilingual education was rejected on referendum in three states, but the federal government continues to impose it on the schools. Bilingual education is a government-funded project that discourages assimilation. Another government interference with assimilation is the foreign language sections of the Voting Rights Act. Since immigrants have to speak English to be naturalized and only citizens are eligible to vote, we don't need foreign language ballots. However, some congressmen claim we have so many native-born Americans who can't speak English. This means that millions of today's immigrants are allowing their children to grow up never learning English. They live in neighborhoods where only Spanish is spoken, and that is not assimilation. Unfortunately, there are other forces in our country that do not favor assimilation. In addition to the above examples, there are pressure groups that favor dual citizenship, allowing people to vote in both the U.S. and Mexico, demonstrations waving the Mexican flag, and radical groups that teach that the U.S. stole the Southwest from Mexico and that it really belongs to Mexico. Our policy should be to use every inducement to get immigrants to learn English and not accommodate them in a foreign language.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
the man who says, he's so honest, you can shoot dice with him on the telephone.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Jeff was just playing for me a little tune that was a spoof on, and I don't remember the song. It was back in the 60s. I was probably too old to remember that back in the 60s. About the cat and the, what did you say? The cat and the what?
Cat in the kettle.
No, but it was...
The original song was Cats in the Cradle.
Cats in the Cradle.
The spoof is Cats in the Kettle.
Yeah, we used to go to a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri, back about 1962, and three nice restaurant called the Cat and the Fiddle. Cat and the Fiddle or something, I don't remember. But anyway, the cat stories continue to keep coming in. Now, I've had this one for a day or two, but we've had so much impotent stuff on the air that we just haven't had time to go through this, but I think it's a great cat story and another reason why you shouldn't own cats. But this article goes like this. This lady's writing this article, and she's got three kids and a 10-year-old cat they call Jack. And the kids can carry him around and sit on him. Nothing bothers this cat. And she's got three little kids, 4 years old, 3 years old, and a yearling. And she says our middle kid, which would be a 3-year-old, he is named Eli, and he likes to use her chapstick. He keeps asking to use her chapstick. So one day she just showed him where the bathroom was, where she kept her chapstick in the bathroom, and how he could just use it any time he wanted to. And this had been going on for quite a while. She said one day we were trying to do something. Anyway, she said, I had our oldest child and the baby loaded in the car. I couldn't find Eli. That's the 3-year-old. Searched everywhere. Finally went into the bathroom, and there was Eli applying her chapstick very carefully to the cat's rear end. Eli looked right in my eyes, she said, and said, chapped. She said, I don't know how long Eli had been applying my chapstick on the cat's behind, but anyway, she was going to get him his own chapstick, I think, from now on. Anyhow, so much for the cat stories. They keep coming in. Good stories, bad stories. You see, that would never happen in my house because, you know, there'd be no cat or a dog in the house. Anyhow, and we like dogs. Don't necessarily like cats, love dogs, but they stay outside. Okay. More Ron Paul stories. Yesterday I told you about how Ron Paul was one of the candidates that debated there in South Carolina. And boy, it really busted old Hannity's bubble to have to come on and say, Ron Paul really won this this text message vote. You know, I'm still living back in the 1940s, so I had no idea what a text message vote was. I didn't watch the video. I mean, I didn't watch the live debate, but we did watch it on video, so I kind of know what went on there. And I didn't know what text message was. I thought you could just pick up the telephone and dial and tell them how you wanted to vote. That's not the way it is. Jeff, can you explain that to our listeners, what text message is?
Sure. In the text message vote poll, you would simply dial in on your telephone and you would type a message to them telling them which candidate you wanted to vote for. So it's primarily done by cell phone. That's how the text message is sent.
In other words, you type on the telephone.
Right. You use the keypads
so
with the numbers and letters.
So you just punch R-O-N-P-A-U-L.
Yes. However they had it set up, you would use your text phone, your cell phone for that. It is not an online poll. It is not done by computer. It is not done by regular hardline telephone. It's simply done with a cell phone.
And it can only be done once.
That I don't know.
Well, this article says it can only be done once.
Well, that article may be referring to the online poll, because the online poll, when you use your computer to vote, your computer has a specific internet address that it's using. Its IP address is unique, and that system only allows one per customer.
Okay, but so would this tech, because your telephone number would show up as an identification number, would it not?
Yes, it would, but I don't know if they have it programmed to only accept one message per customer. That really depends on how the program is set up.
Okay, well, let's go back to Fox News, because Fox held this debate, and Ron Paul got 61% of these text message votes. Fox is making, let me give you the numbers here. Ron Paul got 2,159 votes. The next was Tom Tancredo. He got 1,475. Mick Romney got 716. Rudy Giuliani got 622. Duncan Hunter got 408. Mike Huckabee got 345. Sam Brownback got 95, John McCain got 56, Tommy Thompson 51, and Jim Gilmore 22. So Ron Paul easily got most of the votes, okay? A higher percentage of the votes, I should say. All right, now, Fox News claims that Ron Paul's online voters skewed the text message only poll. Limbaugh, neocons pretend Ron Paul doesn't exist to prevent their delusional soap bubble from being popped. Now, this is coming from Paul Joseph Watson, Prison Planet, but he says Fox News had an explanation for why Ron Paul did so well in their poll, even after the deliberate smear job that constituted their presidential debate. Online activists were skewing the numbers, so says Fox News. There's only one problem with that claim, says Paul Watson. He says the poll was by text message only, with no online votes were taken. Now let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Imagine a world with no more privacy.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
And we have returned. Now, how many votes did Ron Paul get? Well, I mentioned a moment ago that yesterday they said 61% of this whatever poll it was, this text message poll that Fox had. Then then when you add all the numbers together, and I just read you the numbers, 2,159. Doesn't figure out to be 61%. It figures out to be 36.29%. But Tom Tancredo is next with only 24%. So he's still way ahead of the pack. Now, vote.com. And I don't know who vote.com is. Do you, Jeff? Do you know who that is?
No, I do not.
No, we do not. But they did the same thing, and they had Texas congressman way ahead at 63%. So anyhow, he has done quite well. But the interesting thing is, the news media is not telling the story like you and I would tell it. Limbaugh claims that Ron Paul doesn't exist, and as Paul Joseph Watson says, Fox News had the explanation. They said that the online activists were skewing the numbers. Well, according to the text message thing, you can't skew the numbers. It seems that the neocons, he says, and I'm back to Joseph Watson now, are hell-bent on destroying anyone other than their neo-lib icon, Hillary Clinton, and will go to any lengths to try to dismiss the massive wave of popular support for Ron Paul, including by lying outright and claiming internet votes swung the vote for Paul when no internet votes were even taken. Now, the neocon blog sites, and he names one, Little Green Footballs, and Jeff, we didn't check that out. Jeff just threw his hands up. He doesn't know. Are now removing Ron Paul from their polls because too many people are voting for him. This is not as a result of one person voting multiple times, as in all the online polls. Only one vote per IP address is allowed. Now, can you help me with that, Jeff?
That IP address is the unique signature your computer sends when you interact with Vote.com or WorldNetDaily.com. Anytime you're online, your computer has a unique thumbprint.
So they know if you voted more than once.
That's right. And that computer software may be set up to only allow you to vote once. Wouldn't know, but it wouldn't be unlikely.
Okay. Anyway, the operators of the site simply don't like Ron Paul and have chosen to ignore reality and pretend that he doesn't exist. I'm again quoting Paul Joseph Watson. Rush Limbaugh also accused Ron Paul supporters of spamming online polls on his radio show. These polls do not seem to be able to grasp, these people do not seem to be able to grasp the meaning of the term IP address and how online polls are designed to block multiple votes from one more than from one person. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey, that's a great idea. You could really cash in.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
And we have returned. And now back to Ron Paul. I'm still quoting from Joseph Watson. He says, more individuals are motivated to vote for Ron Paul over establishment candidates like Romney and Giuliani because Ron Paul actually stands for something and represents the majority view of the people living here in the United States. He says this is not cheating or skewing the vote. It's a reflection of popular opinion. And just because it feels good for you, and here he's writing to the Fox News people, he said just because it feels good for you to ignore the fact, God forbid it pop your phony little neocon bubble, doesn't mean that it's not the truth. Ron Paul clearly won the debate when he got, as I said here, 2,159 votes, and the next closest was Tom Tancredo with 1,476 votes. So, anyhow, you know, it's kind of interesting. Well, let's go to the telephones. You know what? Yeah, I have time to go to the telephones. Let's go to George in Florida. Hi, George, you're on the air.
Well, I can tell you, I have like a different analysis of the debate. The first question that Ron Paul answered when he was referred to as the only anti-war candidate in the Republican race, and when they asked when they said 70% of Republicans are for the war, Ron Paul came back with the answer: the base has shrunk, and then he says, "Well, 70% of the people want out of this war." And pretty much after that, he answered that question, it pretty much, his question got backed up because Giuliani, Romney, and John McCain all got these softball questions and they couldn't give a straight answer. This is why the base has shrunk. He was basically saying, you guys killed the party. And the thing is, it's more like I say, I can't vote twice on my computer. And the thing is, and you could tell they were getting worried when they're saying text, 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 text. And it's like, and Mitt Romney, they say he won, but it wasn't by a really wide margin. And the thing is, like I say, Ron Paul, when he answered the first question in the debate, it pretty much said everything because the base has shrunk and the party's been killed. And Ron Paul's support reflects that answer.
You know, one of the, and I just caught part of it, but the day after the debate, national news, and I don't even know what I was listening to, is on the radio, but it was one of the major radio newscasters on a network basis, made it look like Giuliani really tore into Ron Paul, and they just quoted a little blip of Ron Paul's speech concerning the war. And what the deal was, Ron Paul has been on the House Foreign Committee Affairs Committee for a long time. And he explained how 50 years of American interventionism in the Middle East has helped compromise our national security. Giuliani interrupted, saying he had never heard anything so absurd. Dr. Paul's point comes directly from the bipartisan 911 Commission report. Now, here's what was in the 911 bipartisan commission report that Paul used, and they just picked out a little soundbite of it to make Paul look kind of stupid. That was on this particular newscast that I heard. Here's what Paul said. He said, they attacked us because we've been over there. We've been bombing Iraq for 10 years. We've been in the Middle East. Right now, we're building an embassy in Iraq that is bigger than Vietnam. I'm sorry, that is bigger than the Vatican. Thank you, Jeff. We're building 14 permanent bases What would we say here if China was doing this in our country or in the Gulf of Mexico? Wouldn't we be objecting? They are delighted that we're over here because Osama bin Laden has said, and he quotes Osama bin Laden, I'm glad you're over on our sand because we can target you so much easier. Since that time, they've killed 3,400 of our men, and I don't think it was necessary. Giuliani interrupted. That's really an extraordinary statement. Now, actually, Paul's getting this statement from the 911 commission report. That's in there, I guess. But he says it is, and I don't think he'd lie about it. He said, I don't think I've ever heard that before, and I have heard some pretty absurd explanations for September the 11th. Anyhow, it really bugs him, and I appreciate your call, George. It really bugs them that Paul is getting this much publicity, and people are wanting him. And they're trying to just keep him out. Now, Beth just handed me something, and I really haven't had time to read it, but it goes like this. Michigan GOP leader wants Paul barred from future debates in Michigan now. And like I said, I haven't had time to look at this, or break's coming up, and maybe I will. But I kind of like to compare what Ron Paul is doing to as to Jonah when he didn't want to go to Nineveh to preach. If you remember, a big fish swallowed him. But the big fish spit him up on the beach of Nineveh. And he said, you know, you just can't keep a good man down. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
And the internet bill.
Uh-huh.
And the wireless bill.
Anything you say, honey.
You're not listening to a word I say. These bills are taking away our extra cash.
Well, Fred told me about Affinity 4.
Four times more money for us to spend, right?
No, long-distance internet, wireless service, and Fred says it's inexpensive. He's paying less now than ever before. Plus, Affinity 4 has always supported family values based on causes throughout the country. In fact, a portion of each billing goes to support their mission. Fred says he's not only helping himself with lower costs, but he's helping others, too.
Affinity 4 sounds good. Did Fred give you enough?
I think I have it. Hold on.
Make a difference and save on the services you use with Affinity 4. Call toll free at 1-800-311-2648. The Derry Brownfield Show and Affinity 4, a new standard for giving. Call 1-800-311-2648.
Gold prices fell 2% Wednesday as a stronger dollar and lower oil prices prompted traders to lock in profits. Gold closed in New York down $12.60 to $660.10 an ounce. Silver fell 36 cents to $12.83 an ounce. The fall in gold reflected the performance of the dollar, but support at the mid-660 level is strengthened by lower central bank sales, said Julian Phillips. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
Since 1977, the American agriculture movement has been a major player in agricultural policymaking in Washington, D.C. And now, once again, AAM leads the march for the use of alternative energy sources to lower the use of fossil fuels. Farmers, energy experts, and multinational corporations are all pulling in different directions as gasoline prices continue to soar. Many argue that ethanol is the answer to the energy crisis, but that doesn't guarantee a profit to the American farmer. Imported ethanol from sugarcane is 50% cheaper to produce than from corn. The American agricultural movement supports the use of alternative energy sources such as biomass, U.S.-produced ethanol, biodiesel, wind and solar power, and other energy sources. AAM is a member of 25 by 25 that has the goal to produce 25% of U.S. energy by the year 2025 from alternative energy sources. To join the American agricultural movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show,
the man who says anything is possible if you don't know what you're talking about,
Derry Brownfield.
Now, back to Ron Paul. The chairman of the Michigan Republican Party has said that he will try to ban Ron Paul from future GOP presidential debates because of the remarks he made that suggested the September 11th attacks were the fault of U.S. foreign policy. The Michigan Party chairman said he will circulate a petition among Republican National Committee members to ban Paul from more debates. You know, these people just cannot stand to have competition. I don't know. It's interesting to see what the people really want and how we are not able to get our needs met here in this nation in a nation where we, the people, are the government. And I hear this constantly. People out on the street, you know, friends of mine say, you know, you're so radical, you just hate government. I said, no, I love government. I want government of the people, by the people, and for the people, based upon the Constitution of the United States. And that's what Ron Paul wants. That's what anybody that understands true liberty and true freedom wants. Now, here's a good example. In Hazleton, Pennsylvania, the mayor who launched a war on the impact of illegal, again, let's say illegal, aliens in his city was warned that his future political career would be haunted by that decision. The guy's name is Louis J. Barletta. And he won not only the GOP nomination for mayor, which he was seeking, but he also won the Democratic nomination for mayor by a virtue of 1,200 write-in votes. Democrats cast more than 1,200 write-in votes for him, while the Democratic contender captured 739. He got almost twice as many as the Democrat, and he's running on a Republican ticket. Now, this is just for the GOP nomination for mayor, all right? So he can run on both tickets, and I'll explain that to you in a minute. The popularity earned while proposing, implementing, and defending in court the city's Illegal Immigration Relief Act made the difference. Hazleton's Illegal Immigration Relief Act was written in 2006 by Barletta, that's this fellow, and signed into law the same year. An immediate lawsuit prompted a suspension, but the final outcome is still pending. The ordinance that he wrote would impose fines of up to $1,000 a day on landlords who rent to illegal immigrants and deny business permits for up to 5 years to companies that employ them. So he was running to be the GOP nomination for mayor in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and I guess he's on both tickets now because the Democrats put him on there through just popular write-in votes. Now, this kind of rings a bell for me because you've heard me say on this show before, my grandfather was mayor of the little town where I grew up in. In fact, I lived with him during the school year. The summertime, my mother and I lived on the farm. But in the wintertime, we came to town. Mother was superintendent of schools, and I was the mayor's grandson. And I knew a lot about how to be mayor because I followed him around. I was just a little kid, but I was spent a lot of time with Mayor Stagner. Now, to my knowledge, he never had an opponent. I remember hearing him say, and I think he ran as a Republican. I'm pretty sure he did. But he never had an opponent. He said, look, if somebody wants to run against me, he said, that's fine. I don't particularly want to be mayor. I just do it because I feel like it's my duty to be. And by the way, for being mayor, he got $50 a year. That was a mayor's salary back in those days. And although $50 was worth a lot more than it is now, it didn't do anything, you know, to make one's life any better. But I was taking, back in those days, we had to take a citizenship course to get out of the eighth grade. And in the citizenship course, it asked about how the mayor of the town was elected. And I put on there, and I did it. I thought I was being funny, but I was being truthful. I put on there, the mayor in this town is not elected, he's drafted. And they didn't flunk me out of the class, but I missed that particular question. And I knew more about it than they did. The teacher, I'm sure, didn't understand what the situation was in that particular city. But anyhow, in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, this fellow, his name is Mayor Louis J. Barletta. He's on both the Republican and Democrat primaries, I assume. Okay, let's move right along, if I can find everything I'm supposed to be doing here. Okay,
Giuliani.
Giuliani, thank you, Jeff. Rudy Giuliani Giuliani.
Giuliani. Call him Rudy.
Rudy.
He likes that.
Okay. You can see that this isn't my day. Anyhow.
He needs a good German name.
That's right. Yeah, I can do those German names. They're no problem at all. Old Cletus Gay Klutchenberger and I were the best of friends. But Britt Hume said on Fox News Sunday program that it is possible that Republican frontier runner Rudy Giuliani has some foreign clients, one of whom is constructing part of the NAFTA superhighway project in Texas. Federal documents uncovered by Judicial Watch quote participants in the scheme as saying that an evolution by stealth strategy is being used to put the pieces into place. Now, you see, why do we need people like this being president of the United States? Didn't we learn anything in the last, 30 years about people that have business connections like this? The Giuliani connection is through Bracewell and Giuliani, a law firm he joined as senior partner in 2005. Bracewell has already come in for criticism because it represents Citgo, the oil company controlled by Hugo Chavez, that's Venezuela's leader. Freelance columnist Diane M. Grassi broke the story of Giuliani's law firm. It's the exclusive legal counsel for Centra, the Spanish firm that has been granted the right to operate a toll road in the Trans-Texas Corridor Project. Most interesting to the whole story is not only has Mr. Giuliani's involvement in the NAFTA superhighway not ever having been publicly addressed, but how a foreign company is awarded the building of a mass highway system. See, why didn't Fox News ask questions like this during the presidential debate? And negotiated by the law firm of the top Republican candidate running for president of the United States. And truly disturbing is how such will not only have national and homeland security and sovereignty implications, but how it is deliberately being kept away from the halls of Congress. Now, this goes right back to this globalism thought process that we see on a daily basis. Anyone who is a true globalist and wants to see America become part of a world government, hey, they're in like Flynn with the national media. If you were listening earlier this week when I had Joseph Farah on with WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah, we talked about how the news media is controlled by these globalists. They're controlled by the International Monetary Fund people. They're controlled by the World Bank people. And this is just the way it is. And this is the reason that Ron Paul is being put down at every turn of the road. Anyway, Giuliani at one time opposed NAFTA. Now it turns out that Centra is a financial partner with an Australian company on a toll road project in Indiana. It's acquired the business and assets of the investment bank known as Giuliani Capital Advisors. So he's in this thing as thick as he can be. Now, this information is coming from Cliff Kincaid, but he quotes Brett Hume on Fox News Sunday. Well, Fox News knew about this, so why weren't some of these questions asked during the Fox debates? Anyhow, they tell me that the partners with Giuliani has made more than $100 million over the last 5 years, and that its clients are required to sign confidentiality agreements, say they do not comment about the work they receive or how much they are paid for it. Let's take another break.
We will be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you have acne, please listen carefully. The makers of that...
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
And we have returned, received an email, and the one reason that I keep doing what I keep doing is because of people that tell me that we have done some good. I'm going to read this. It's about scenic byways. And we've discussed this in detail. It's been quite a few years ago that they were fighting this scenic byway thing over in Illinois, and we've pretty well, because of people like Joyce Morrison and those that it was going to infringe upon, got the thing stopped. Now, it goes like this, and this person is from Kansas. Hi, Derry. Thank you. Thanks to you, my county commissioners postponed a scenic byway designation for parts of McPherson County, Kansas. I gave them your article, Bye-Bye Scenic Byways, and Joyce Morrison's comments on view sheds and stakeholders. I bragged to my county commissioners about Derry Brownfield, Joyce Morrison, and G.B. Oliver of the Paragon Foundation and pledged that the three of you could substantiate your spoken and written words of wisdom on scenic byways. After all, you folks encouraged and implored us to get involved. Oh, we did. And this is a thing that we talked about yesterday with a gentleman from Illinois on the gun laws. This is a thing that GB and I talked about. County commissioners can make the difference. But we have to go to the county boards. We have to sit in on the board meetings and know what's going on. My county commissioners and I also want more information and horror stories about the property rights havoc created by official designated scenic byways. Actually, I think I have a file on that. I'm not sure. It's been quite a few years ago that we went into great detail on scenic byways, but I'm sure Joyce Morrison does. She goes on to say Kansas ranchers and farmers are counting on you to give us a shot in the arm and so forth. Now, here is another. And yesterday, we went into great detail on the Missouri Animal ID, NO, National Animal ID Program in the state of Missouri. And Farm Bureau wants it to be voluntary. Well, once something is voluntary, it's the same as mandatory. If you doubt that, go back and read about the Social Security and read about the IRS and IRS and the income tax law. That was voluntary, people. And if you think it's voluntary today, you try to volunteer out of it, all right? Now, here's the email. Do I have a full minute here, Jeff? No. Okay, when we come back, I have an email here that came from the state of Virginia concerning the Missouri National Animal ID System. And we'll discuss that right after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
We're in the home stretch here, ladies and gentlemen. If you remember yesterday, we were discussing the Missouri Animal ID, no ID, and how in the state of Missouri, and I think if this thing does become law, and it looks like there's a pretty good chance now that it will, that we will be the only, to my knowledge, we will be the only state in the nation that eliminates either the state or federal government from interfering with the way we sell livestock. I think it looks like it's a done deal, but we don't know. You never know. Anyway, this came all the way from Virginia. Remember we said call Jetson and Representative Quinn, all right? And so he emails this to Representative Jetton and Representative Quinn. Over the past several days, I've had numerous calls and emails from friends in Missouri and other states. See, the other states are watching us because this is a national thing. If this goes over in Missouri, the other states can do the same thing. It'll eliminate the whole NAIS plan. Anyhow, other states who are cattlemen and cattlewomen and who are totally opposed to NAIS in any shape or form. I understand that SB 156 has passed the Senate 29-2, the House 137-10, and is being tied up in conference as to prevent a vote. That was yesterday. It is difficult to believe objective observers would see this situation as anything other than a black mark on Missouri House leadership. I am sure you realize this issue is being closely monitored by farmers and ranchers all over the nation, who are fed up with the betrayal of American agriculture by the USDA and its monopolistic, multinational corporate partners, as well as the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the American Farm Bureau Federation, who have been backing NAIS. The Derry Brownfield Show has been reporting almost daily on SB 156, so they're listening to this show. They're in Virginia. If the USDA's NAIS program is allowed to move forward, the economic effects on largely rural agriculture states, such as Missouri, will be devastating. As the owner of a small cow-calf operation in Virginia and West Virginia, involved with agriculture for nearly all my life, almost 60 years, I urge you to move this bill to a final vote. Now, that was, again, he's talking to these representatives here in Missouri. The people of Missouri and their representatives have spoken. Why would you want to stand in their way? Sincerely, Leo Swartz, L.M. Swartz, chairman of the Virginia Land Rights Coalition. I'm looking here. I don't know if I have time for this or not. I'll do the best I can. But I have another NAIS report from Bob Parker, who has he's a Farm Bureau member, and he has been fighting this NAIS thing for a long time. He says, in our efforts to get our no NAIS legislation through the Missouri legislature, we have learned more about the incredibly complicated system by which our government works. Committee chairmen decide what is heard and how long certain people can testify at hearings. Sadly, Farm Bureau is right in the middle of this mix In the past, this has been a good thing. Missouri Farm Bureau now is controlled by Charlie Cruz, a board member of the American Farm Bureau. So anyway, he's told by the American Farm Bureau what to do. He said it works. Our Missouri organization does the bidding now for big agriculture and the multinational corporations. He says the Missouri Farm Bureau and the USDA is certainly trying to get this done. He will certainly tell you that everything is going to be all right. He said they've been saying this for months, but let me tell you what. He said it's not going to be a voluntary program. If it goes through, it will become a mandatory program one way or the other. Now, it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you. While the near or far away, may the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.
What's happening?
Till we meet again. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Yeah.
Happy trails.
You can call him. I can call him.